This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Make Way. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. People with disabilities often live, work, and play in environments that are not designed for them. They learn how to get around despite those things. And that happens in every aspect of their lives. Think about video games. They are super visual and made for people who can see. But that is changing. Alan Yu reports.
Think about what it's like to play a racing game, like Need for Speed. You hurtle through busy streets, sometimes at 100 miles per hour. You see a shortcut through a fence, so you drive right through it. You dodge police cars trying to cut you off. You need to react to what's on the screen very quickly, without slamming into walls. Now imagine doing all that without seeing the screen. Blind gamers do it a little differently.
Different pavements have different types of vibrations, so you can tell what kind of ground you're on. There's feedback for when you hit other cars or cars hit you, so you feel the controller vibrate. They also have whooshing sounds when you go past obstacles. And they
That's Karen Stevens, a software engineer at EA Sports, which makes games like Madden NFL, the NBA game, and the soccer game FIFA. Blind gamers tell her they move through the courses in Need for Speed relying entirely on sound.
Also, they have the different speeds of the car is represented by different engine sounds, so they can use that to figure out where they are too. But it's totally accidental. We did not plan it that way, but it does work for them.
At EA Sports, Karen's job is to push game developers to make their games accessible.
Inclusion is important for everyone. So, I mean, I'm disabled myself, and I really dislike being excluded from things.
Karen is nearly deaf. She wanted to show her colleagues that blind gamers play mainstream games, like the ones her company makes. So she invited a blind player to come to the office with her. He challenged her co-workers to the fighting game Mortal Kombat.
It's really hard to say a blind gamer doesn't exist when he beats you at a game.
She wants to make sure there are features for blind players by design, not just by accident. She made vibration cues for the visual prompts in the game Madden NFL, so you don't have to see the screen to play. Karen works in the huge commercial game world, but there is also a smaller market of accessible games, like those developed specifically for blind people. Software engineer Austin Serafin tried them when he was younger. He has been blind since birth. Austin says instead of a video game, a racing game designed for the blind is basically an audio game. A voice tells you to steer left and right.
Right.
Go behind.
Easy left. Left.
So is it like having what I would imagine as like a constant backseat driver, someone telling you exactly...
You know, that's a great way of putting it. It is like a backseat driver. Yes, it is like a backseat driver. That's great. Which is super annoying, right? Is that your implication with that? Like having a backseat driver is super annoying.
But in this case, the backseat driver is the one helping you navigate.
Remember, too, that most people go blind later in life. I'm like a minority within a minority. I've been blind since birth. Most people go blind later in life, and a lot of them have memories of driving and exploring and that freedom, and that's what they want to recapture.
That sense of freedom you can get in a video game matters to Brian Smith. He's from New Mexico.
Games have meant a lot to me growing up in the middle of the desert. I really liked the way that video games could take me to places that I just couldn't go before growing up and give me experiences that I couldn't otherwise have.
As a kid, one of his favorite games was Super Mario Brothers. He really liked finding secrets and shortcuts in that game.
And then, you know, every day at school, you'd go and tell your friends, I would do this, you know, hey, did you realize there's a coin block here or a vine here? And word of mouth would spread.
He is now a computer scientist doing his PhD at Columbia University. He decided to make a user interface so that blind gamers can have more freedom to explore worlds and drive cars. He wanted the world of accessible games to be better, more fun. Brian is sighted, so he talks to people who are blind to understand their experience. In a racing game, you have to know where your car is, and you have to know when and how to turn. So Brian made an interface where the engine sound is a proxy to help blind gamers place their car in space.
Imagine that you are sitting directly behind the car that you're controlling, so that you hear the sound of the car's engine right in front of your face. So it's right there in front of your face. And then as you steer the car left and right, and this was with a standard video game controller, you're actually controlling that engine sound directly.
You don't need fancy headphones for this. Your headphones are stereo. As your car turns left, the engine sound in your left ear gets louder. The sound slides to where your car is. Brian asked blind volunteers to test the game.
It was a really cool thing the first time we saw, you know, one of our participants who were blind, like, get a lap time that was better than one of our sighted participants.
Brian himself was beaten by Edis Adilovich, a visiting graduate student. Edis lost his sight completely when he was 2. He's from Denmark, so we spoke to him online. These days, he mostly sticks to audio games made for the blind.
So none of the mainstream games are 100% accessible.
For example, Grand Theft Auto 2. Gamers call it GTA. In a game, you can assassinate gangsters, find hidden packages, and yes, steal and drive cars. But it's not accessible.
I didn't know what I was doing because I usually had to have some sighted assistance. One of the major challenges in GTA, for instance, was actually to drive the cars. So I see a big potential in, you know, implementing this system that Brian developed.
The story was reported by Alan Yu.